Welcome to the Whole Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023. In the United States of America.
Truly grateful.
Truly grateful. Yes, sir.
Thank you. giving honor to the Father of life. And the Father of light.
Yes.
Who has called us to be here today among the host of heaven that are so happy some humans are praising God and didn't forget it. Yes. That the life that is God, which is who we are,
yes,
have put on flesh and blood and woke up as living souls, yes, as the breath of God. And it is that soul that has to give an account to God,
mm, yes,
for the deeds that it done, has done in its flesh.
Yes.
The Spirit of God is going to go back to Him. It is Him. It's going to stay in Him. It always was, always will be. Problem is what you want to do, old soul, while you have God in you. Will you let Him lead?
Yes.
Will you let Him guide you?
Yes.
Would you let Him keep you?
Yes.
And will you let Him preserve you?
Yes.
For it is the soul that has to give an account to God, while it has God.
Yes.
That's right.
And when the Lord is finished with all that He's going to do, He said that the works of His hands are going to be destroyed.
Mm.
And He's leaving it mostly to man that's destroying it.
Yes. Amen.
There are a lot of things God did in the beginning that doesn't exist anymore, destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Extinct, you all call it.
Yes.
Amen.
And man has what God needs to get rid of everything that calls itself human upon the earth. They call it a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's nuclear or hydrogen or whatever it is,
yes,
man has in his arsenal that he can let go of and destroy all of mankind.
Amen.
But God said it's going to be destroyed.
Mm.
And it'll be destroyed by fire. And when man gets finished, because man is already destroying himself.
Yes.
His heart,
yes,
has already condemned him.
Mm.
And he doesn't care then about anybody else's soul,
yes,
body, mind, heart.
Mm.
He'll kill it too.
Yes.
He devised what's called a gun.
Mm.
And he uses it when he gets mad.
Mm. That's right.
In his anger, he sins and takes another man's life.
Mm.
And spill his blood upon the ground,
yes,
and have no hurt in his heart,
no,
that he's done it.
Yes.
He doesn't even regret,
mm,
that he has made a soul to die in his presence. But the Lord said, I will take peace from the earth.
Mm. Yes, he did.
So if man is seeking peace, it's not in the earth.
Amen.
It is in God.
Yes.
And if men are saying peace and safety, the scripture says sudden destruction will come,
yes,
upon them.
Amen.
And you're looking at it even today.
Amen.
Folks are trying to find a smither of a place to find peace. And there is none.
There is none.
Because another man decided, I'm not going to let you have any peace.
Amen.
But it's a wonderful thing. When Christ came to the church, he said to us, peace be unto you. I'll encourage the church to think about your existence not in this limited frame, but in your existence that he can tell Enoch he never was.
Mm.
Because God took it.
Mm-hmm.
And if God can take Enoch and he told you, I'm coming back to get you, this won't exist anymore and never has.
Yes.
Because this is not who God is.
Amen.
God is not flesh and God is no longer blood.
Amen.
But men want to make him still flesh and blood, but he's not.
No.
He's a spirit.
Yes.
And our worship of him must be in
spirit
and
truth.
Thy word, he said, is truth. And when you get it in our mouth, you got it as God has given it in the past, right now. And when something comes a billion years from now, they'll be talking about this truth.
Yes.
When then you consider you have a breath of God and you have a voice, word. Word is God. Word is spirit.
Yes.
It always existed. What did not exist is that body you have and the living soul that you are.
Yes.
But who you are, the spirit of the thing, the word of the thing, has come from God and is going back to God.
Amen.
When it goes back, it has something attached to it. It has trials.
Yes.
It has overcomings. It has, oh, I don't feel like being bothered today, but I'm going anyway.
Amen.
So the Lord said, I have that testimony. Thank you, Claudine. It can never be said that I didn't always feel like pressing my way. But I did anyway because the Spirit of the Lord was guiding, keeping. And everything that could prevent me from going, he healed it. And then pressed on in me to make my way to the house of God.
Yes.
It's very easy for the flesh to find something to say, I don't feel like going today. And if you give in, your spirit give in to it, you wouldn't do anything.
Amen.
But when you say, I'm going to go on, say, my word, I'm going to press on.
Yes.
And when I press on, the Lord says, Lord, we could do this. We can do this. Come on, soul, let's live.
Yes.
Come on, bones, let's live again.
Amen.
It is these sayings we've been saying for years.
Yes.
Something that did not exist in heaven was bones. There was an image of them in the mind of God, but they did not exist until he got a woman. And out of her womb came bones. And this relationship a woman has with God, at the explosion in her womb, there comes something, a creator, put in there that forms another human.
Yes.
And then God gives it a soul and a breath. And it's searching now for its maker.
Yes.
It's searching for the thing that gave it life. And it searches beyond the mother and the father. And he said, it must be something divine that caused me to be here. And the creature searched for God.
Yes. Amen.
And these creatures found it.
Yes.
Amen.
In a little church.
Yes.
On the hill.
Yes. Thank God.
And when you think about some things, there are many things that we can discuss today. But let me just choose this one. When the man of God was away on the mountain talking to God, they weren't paying attention to you. But they were getting things ready for you.
Yes.
And he said, Moses, that stone. And can you imagine in the presence of this man, his eyes see a finger writing on stone? Let's now consider why stone. He knew the heart of man wouldn't want it. Because while he was writing it on stone, Aaron and the rest of them down there saying, Aaron, we want to go backwards. Can you help us? He said, well, what you want me to do? Now, Aaron had nothing within himself to help him. They said, we want to create another God.
Yes.
What did Aaron have to help him? Nothing. So what did they decide? We'll give you all the stuff we have. Now follow me for a minute. They said, all this stuff we borrowed from the Egyptians.
Take a blessing.
We'll give it to you.
Make a curse.
Yes. Absolutely. And Aaron, bring it all. And when they bought all of their wealth and gave it to him, they melted down to a molten calf.
Yes.
and begin to rejoice over. Mm-hmm. It didn't take them 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They had already now formed a calf and say, this is what brought us out of Egypt. Now consider that. That thing did not exist when they got out.
Amen.
That's true.
They had nothing to do.
What made it existed, but the form did not exist. And here come the man of God now. The people had provided for Aaron to make the calf. You hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The people provided.
That's
yes.
Right.
Amen. They said, oh, Geno Jennings is getting ready to do such and such and such and such a thing. You see my point already, don't you? Mm-hmm. He didn't have any wherewithal to do it. He just told somebody, the church don't take care of me, mm-hmm. which is a lie.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He didn't answer the man's question. The man said, he was asking, how is he provided for? He's talking about our work. And doing what? Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Yes.
In this position, I can't have another thing.
Amen.
When Peter was fishing, he kept fishing, the Lord said, drop it.
Follow me.
Follow me.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Who provided then for them? Mm-hmm. God did.
Yes.
So, when you think and say, oh, he got such and something so big, how do you think he got it? People just like the folks in that day made provision. For him to provide a place for them so they can worship their God.
Amen.
Who provided this? God did.
Sure.
God provided this little church on the hill.
Yes.
Your provisions didn't do it.
Hmm.
God did it.
God did. Amen.
God provided my neighbor. To be a testimony for me.
Yeah.
And I give that testimony every time I walk in this place.
Yes.
Because it was the works of
God.
So when Liz can come in what God has provided, then she see God.
Amen.
She said, I'm not supposed to be seeing this kind of vision.
Yes.
I'm going in and out of conscious. You're supposed to.
Yes.
You have to leave your thoughts and pick up the thoughts of God. So when God gets finished, you ain't going to want to think the way you thought before.
Amen.
You cannot go into the house of God and not experience God. God is a spirit.
Yes, amen.
So when the people at Israel came out and said, we want to go back, they got somebody who had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They made provisions to him. You make now a way for us.
Mm.
He could get the largest Colosseum. Who's going to provide it?
People.
Look at everybody in the television thing. How do you think they got all that stuff? People.
That's right.
Provided their wealth to them. There was a man, I sent the elder to ask you. I couldn't believe it. The man told all the people in his congregation, he said, now, I need you to sell everything you have.
Yes.
Give the money to me. And I'm going to provide a place in heaven for you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Sell all you have here.
Mm-hmm.
Give the money to me. And I'm going to provide now a place for you in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you sell all you have and give it, not a dime of it can buy.
That's right.
Come on.
So,
not a dime you give me can provide anything that God has already done with his own flesh, blood, and his body and his soul.
Yes.
But Elder Askew said, I guarantee you, somebody did it. Somebody did. But that man cannot purchase anything in heaven. What Moses brought down on stone, representing the heart of a man, the word of the Lord is still on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when it got broken, that was a signification of the stony heart was going to be broken, but God was going to provide again with a fleshly heart that he could speak to, that he could open up your vision. And make you see him. He because he's a spirit.
Yes. Glory.
And when he's finished, you say, the only thing I can give you, Lord, is my faith. The only thing I could purchase anything from heaven is what I believe. And I believe on you.
That's the scripture.
As the scripture says.
Yes, Lord.
There is nothing you can give to me for me to purchase something in heaven for you.
Amen.
We don't use man's money in our currency with God. Our words are what we use.
Yes.
Our heart is what we use.
Yes.
Our mind, our spirits, our souls. We beckon to God, hear our plea.
Yes.
I don't feel like going today.
Yes.
He said, but when you get there, I got something in store for you. So when you took the journey, your journey represents the journey you're taking to get to God.
Yes.
The provisions are already made. There is nothing you had to do, old people, but wait till Moses come down. God had already made provisions for you. But you made other plans.
Yes.
We'll talk to
me.
You know I'm like it when you talk to me. But you're with me.
Yes.
And you see the correlation between the human and the divine.
Yes. Right.
But that human flesh has a soul in there crying out to God, don't take me down to the pit.
Yes.
The spirit that is in you calls then on the most powerful name when you're in trouble.
Yes.
God, then my Lord, speaks to my Lord and say, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Sit there.
Yes,
I'm going to make your enemy.
Hallelujah. Footstool.
It's going to be your footstool.
Yes, Lord.
It's going to be your stepping up out of trouble.
Yes.
It's going to be your stepping up out of this issue of life, and it's going to suspend you to the air.
Yes.
Provisions has already been made for the church in God.
Yes. Yes.
That body that you are attached to, that 3,000 souls were the first participants. From the upper room and at Pentecost, those souls went into the body first. And it said to you, these were now added to the church.
Yes, amen.
They were the first ones to go in.
Yes.
After he created, he said, give me time. Let me go away. I'll prepare a place for you.
Yes.
How much did you have to pay?
I paid in full. All right.
Paid it in full.
Yes, Lord.
Him. He said, and in 3 days, I'll raise it up.
Yes.
And I'll come back.
Yes.
And I'll receive you. The church is not waiting for the Lord to make another return. The world is.
Yes.
He's already come back and grabbed you.
Yes.
He gave you his spirit. So when he descends, you're not going to be waiting for him to come back nowhere.
Yes.
You're going to say, Lord, when you start to listen,
yes, sir.
I am going to ascend,
yes,
and I'm going to meet you.
Amen.
So he won't have an opportunity to come back here for nothing.
Amen.
You're going to meet him
in
the air. So when you consider
glory,
what the provisions have already been made for you,
yes,
there is nothing you can come to me and say, oh, thou man of God, I want to go back into the world. Can you help me? I'm not the one.
Amen.
Now, Mr. Jennings might help you. Because you can give him all your wealth and he'll still lie and say you haven't done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I live off of what God has provided.
Yes.
Now, it was God that provided this.
Yes.
It's God that has provided this.
Yes.
Because the provisions that God has already done in himself are done.
Yes.
Your little became much,
yes, Lord,
when God got in it. But all the provisions that they had made the golden calf.
Yes.
And all the man of God did at that time, he molded it and gave it to them.
Yes.
Now let's see what Moses did when he came down from the mountain.
Yes.
And saw and heard the noise. And the people praising. It's no different from what Geno Jennings is doing. He's posting that praise and that worship. And we going out, what the world is that noise?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the people are rejoicing about it. But what is it? Mm-hmm. You go in there and say, OMG. What did he just say?
Mm-hmm.
He called the man of God that's up in the mount, he called him a liar.
Mm-hmm.
But he's trying to act like it.
Amen.
But he mimicking the thing of God to do what? To build a golden calf.
Yes.
How did he do it? The people did it.
Yes.
The people did it. So whatever he does, whatever, it's the people that does it.
Yes.
Amen.
And when they're finished, because some of them have come, and I hear from them now. They say, oh, I loved him, I'm so in love with him. But the first time, you all hear Lindell say, I love him, but you ain't going to see her no more. Because when she get home, I'm going to say, but. But. You love me, but.
But canceled out everything came before.
But canceled out.
Everything came before.
Everything that came before. If you love me today, you're not going to fall out of love with me. I won't let you. I'll love you past all of your unbelief, but you will never say, I love him. I loved him.
Yes.
But.
Amen.
Because when you begin to tell me all the issues that I have, that let me know you never loved me because you saw.
Amen.
I'm talking to the church. Don't call me. Don't let me be up here by myself. Come on up on this altar, girl, and die with me. Come on. Talk to Bro Hong. You don't get the opportunity to see fault.
Yes.
When you do, that's not love. Love hides.
Amen.
A multitude.
Yes.
And once you saw him today, and I go to sleep and wake up, and you wake up and say, praise the Lord, baby. I miss that. Sounds so good even here.
Mm-hmm.
Say, what you remembering? I'm out of here. Well, what you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And people just fussing and fighting and say, yeah, have a good night, baby. Mm-hmm. Wake up and say, oh, praise the Lord.
Yes, yes,
yes. It's forgotten.
Amen.
It starts anew. But when the people call me and they're able to tell me the issues of the preacher, then why did you provide for the golden calf to be built?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You now have a problem.
That's right.
Because you helped.
Yes, sir.
The unbeliever build that God that killed so many people.
Yes.
And the house of the Lord went to waste.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
So that spirit then has to give an account. That soul has to give an account for the deeds that it did in its existence. And when it goes back to God, God has the record. Everything the breath said.
Yes.
Everything the soul did. God has it as a record.
Amen.
And if you don't have the Holy Ghost to say, Lord, please forgive. Yes. There is no but.
Amen.
I loved you when I heard about you.
Yes.
I loved you when I was treating you bad, in and out of whatever I was doing. I was still loving you because I know you didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You fixed when I came out of my vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out of my vacation, there was no residue from where I had been. I didn't bring sin in the church when I came.
Amen.
I brought a soul ready now for the Lord to wash it, cleanse it, and save it. And when salvation is belonging to the church, and you are part of the world that God has built for your existence, it has no end.
Amen.
When I was a child, I used to hear the scripture, world without end, and it didn't make sense to me in the sense that world is going to end, and they keep saying world without end. But now they understand it.
Yes.
God's world has no end.
Amen.
Isaiah said, it has no end.
Yeah.
What? The salvation of the people has no end.
Amen.
Because the world that God created doesn't exist here. But you already a resident.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You yes. already residing in what God is right now.
Yes.
You say, I just want to see you yes. as you are.
Yes.
When I take off fleshly eyes yes. and I can close it, I can feel you. Yes. But what I want to do is see you
yes.
as you are.
Yes.
So when I finish the course, yes. there's something that was from everlasting to everlasting that is in me.
Yes.
That makes me who I am.
Yes. Hallelujah.
This is not who I am. This is going to go to the dust. But what came was in me that woke up and I began to cry and have a voice
yes.
is God.
Yes.
And when God, who has no beginning of days or ending of life, is finished with this course, my spirit, who is God,
yes.
is going to go back to God
yes.
who gave it.
Yes.
But while I had God in this body,
yes.
this soul said, Lord,
yes, Lord,
call my name,
yes, Lord.
And I will
yes.
answer thee.
Yes.
The Lord then spoke
yes.
to the Lord,
yes.
gave instructions
yes.
that cannot be
yes.
cannot be
yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Cannot go back for
it. Yes.
He can judge it and say, from my heart,
yes.
the treasure. I said, Lord, put me in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Call my name. I'll answer you. So what you think is going to happen? That's what he's going to do.
Yes.
He's going to do what I asked him to do. Because
yes.
what did I tell him? I gave him his word.
Yes.
Now, here's my message.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, people can make a calf or a huge building or whatever it is for their worship of another God.
Yes.
But I will give you the words
yeah,
of my kingdom.
Yes.
Here come the words
yes,
of my kingdom, and my words have power.
Yes.
Oh, work with me for a little
yes.
bit. I want to hear the words of your kingdom.
Yes.
If God is the king of your kingdom,
yes.
then your words have power.
Yes.
And when you tell the Lord, say, well, the doctor said you got a kidney issue.
Yes.
You say, it is well with me.
Yes.
I am healed.
Yes.
That's the power
yes.
that's in your kingdom.
Yes.
So when you're saying you're dying, say, no, you don't know that.
Yes.
I'm going to live.
Yes.
And you live.
Glory.
In our words
Hallelujah.
Of your kingdom
yes.
is the power
yes.
that is in God.
Yes.
Because you use God
yes.
and give God back to himself.
Yes.
And then he can't resist who he is.
Yes.
He cannot go against who he is.
Yes.
He has to answer to who he is.
Yes.
So when you call somebody by name, say, Liz, you say, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. I heard somebody call me.
Yes.
That's why he said, who that call upon my name
yes.
shall be
saved.
Yes. Because that salvation
yes.
is the world that shall not come to an end
yes.
because it's God.
God. Yes.
God himself got in a body.
Yes.
He didn't have a soul. Until Mary gave it to him.
Yes.
And when the Holy Ghost quickened her and put a body in there, took that body when it came and gave it the breath. See, what you going to call it?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give it the most powerful name
yes.
that ever was, ever will be.
Yes.
Name him
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes,
so when the world comes, they're going to get another name.
Mm-hmm.
They want to call him all kinds of things. But that's not the name the book said
Jesus.
He was given. He said, believe on me as the scriptures have said.
Yes.
The scriptures cannot be broken because it's the word of God. It is the word of our kingdom.
Yes.
It is the power of our kingdom.
Yes.
So when you come to us and say, bow down, you say, it is written. That's the way you start talking. Here come the words now of your kingdom. What's in your heart, you're going to speak. There's your kingdom. When someone tells you to come and be contrary to God, and you say, okay,
mm-hmm.
hear now the words of your kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And your kingdom words have power. Whatever you say,
mm-hmm.
that's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And from the treasures of your heart,
yes.
you shall be condemned.
Yes.
If you want to build,
mm-hmm. Glory.
Build a house on a rock.
Yes.
And when you build it, that rock, find that rock and make that rock Christ Jesus. And when you do, and if he doesn't come to you and say, I heard you, then that is not the rock.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That that is not Christ. Because
yes.
He said, I'm coming back for you.
Yes.
If he comes back for you, he got to let you know, I'm here for
you.
Your Uber is here.
Yes.
I talk, boop, boop, boop. Come out, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
You have a relationship with the thing that you're calling for.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go and say, Lord, go ahead of me.
Yes.
Make the way safe.
Yeah.
I don't want to hit nobody, and I don't want nobody to hit me.
Yeah.
And here's somebody.
Yes.
And they don't see you.
Right.
Got the green light. They're going to go right through a red.
Mm-hmm.
And you're there, Lord. See, keep your feet on the brake.
Yes.
He answered.
Yes.
But his spirit came back to him and said,
yes.
Don't you understand? The Holy Ghost
yes.
said everything that was written aforetime concerning me. Get me Luke 24:44. I appreciate it today. But this, I'm trying to get over to you the words of my kingdom. When God came and established who his kingdom was, he said, my kingdom will come. It did. At Pentecost,
yes.
The kingdom came down from heaven. He told some of you, you will not taste or see death until that kingdom comes. That kingdom, those people stayed alive and heard those folks speaking in another tongue. But my point again to you is, all the words that were prophesied before that body ever came, when I can tell Liz, I say, Liz, he said, for unto us a child is born. For us unto us a son is given. The government's going to be upon his shoulders. His name's going to be called
Wonderful
Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That child's going to be born is going to be the Mighty God. That child that was going to be born was the Everlasting Father.
Yes.
Who's going to fulfill the words of the Lord that came out of the mouth of the man that wrote it? The same God that moved on him to write it.
Yes.
Say, I will fulfill it. I will not give my glory to another.
Amen.
I will fill it. So, O thou man of God, Patterson, say it, and I will do it.
Amen.
O thou man of God, Joseph asked you, sure, say it, even though it's in a mystery. Demonstrate it. And you do it, say it.
Sure.
And I will do it.
Amen.
I won't have anybody else to fulfill what I said I was going to do.
Yes, yes.
But I have to let you know I said it.
Yes.
So I need a human to tell you I said it.
Yes.
So when that human speaks and say, I don't know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
In 77, I'm saying, Bishop Donson, Bishop Shelton, you. Bishop Donson, Bishop Shelton, you. So God did it. Now who's going
to
fulfill it?
Hallelujah.
God is. So he said, these are the words. He's telling you all encompassed what come out of your mouth. Whatever you say, I'm going to do it. If it's going to condemn you, that's going to happen. If it's going to save you, that's what's going to happen. So be mindful of your words. No idle word is going to go undone. These are the words.
Yes. And he said unto them, these are the words.
Words were saying.
Which I spake unto you.
Which I spake unto you.
While I was yet with you.
When I was with you, I said some things.
Yes.
And I know some of the things I said, you didn't understand a bit of it.
Yes.
But when I breathed on you and gave you my spirit, it was my spirit that said all those things. And now you understand why I said it. Because your understanding opened. But these are the words that I spake to you while I was yet with you.
That all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses.
You hear that?
Amen.
And in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me.
Concerning me. I'm God. I'm the everlasting Father. I'm the Prince of Peace. But I made a man open his mouth and speak and say, and we say, that must be God. So the church is edified by prophecy. The person that's speaking in an unknown tongue is edified by God to themselves.
Yes.
He said, I'd rather you prophesy. What Abba asked you did was prophecy for the church.
Yes.
We didn't forget it. It was just like when Joel spoke.
Yes.
And it came to pass.
Yes.
Somebody said, this is that which the prophet Joel spoke about. That on my sons and my daughters, I'm going to prophesy.
Yes.
So when the son began to prophesy, The Lord said, I'm going to fulfill it.
Yes.
And here I'm walking along.
Yes.
Flying on a plane, singing a song. I feel the blessings of the Lord upon me. And just moving along.
Mm-hmm.
Got back to Jacksonville. The next day was February 22nd. And this is the day the Holy Ghost had chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you how good God is. That when the man of God, Daniel, or Saul, whoever you want to pick, when the Lord said the people were with him, and they said, we saw the light, but we couldn't hear the voice.
Yes.
Brother Marcus testified to you, that day, he said, I saw all this light coming out of Bishop the crack around his door. And he saw all, did he tell me or did he tell the church? And when he opened the door, I was sitting. He saw the light.
Yes.
But he did not hear the voice that spake with me.
Yes.
The same thing that happened to Paul. So when you're trying to find out where's the one that's in reputation, the Lord then had to fulfill what was spoken of.
Mm-hmm.
So when Elder Joseph told you he's coming, mm-hmm. Bishop Shelton knew.
Yes.
He said he's going to be all right.
Yes.
So are you. I earned where I am in God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I earned it because I've done the will of God.
Yeah.
Why? He put it in my heart.
Yeah.
He put it in my soul.
Yeah.
He put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
He put it in my mind.
Yeah.
I can't do nothing but what is in me to do.
Yeah.
How did it get in there?
Yeah.
God did it.
Yeah.
So now it's the fulfilling of the faith.
Yeah.
Who's going to fulfill what I said?
Yeah.
Who's going to fulfill my life? And I said, I went down in water in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I spoke in another tongue as the Spirit of God gave me utterance.
Yeah.
I fought the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
Who's going to fulfill and give me the crown of life?
Yeah.
And if I come short, Elder ask you, say, he's the greatest equalizer.
Yes.
He can find you in the pit.
Yes.
And Elder Mahim said, he said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you. Who's going to do that? Who's going to fulfill the words of this book? When a soul come into the little church on the hill and said, I've been in a Catholic church all my life. I've had no experiences like what I just saw, and it made me run home. I had to run home because I thought I lost my mind. I'm going in and out of consciousness. Yes, because the Lord is trying to get the mind, and you're trying to take it.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is trying to get it, and you're trying to hold on.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, no, who going to win this, me or you?
Yes.
Oh. So the flesh said, we'll win for right now.
Yes.
Because we got control of the feet, and we going to run.
Yeah.
But that's all right. The Lord know where you're going to run to.
Yes.
He know where you're going.
Yes.
And you know the second you're going to get on, he'll say, now, live. You're gonna run away from it.
Yeah.
Talking like me.
Yeah.
To like Liz, about I love your butt. Oh, come on, Liz. I'm the best thing going.
No.
I showed you myself. Why were you afraid? Because I've never seen you before.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You never opened yourself up to me before.
Yes.
But she said, what you thought you was doing in the Catholic Church with all of the crackers and the rosaries and saying, Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Mary's dead. She ain't got no power.
Amen.
Mary did what she was supposed to do. She fulfilled. She was a virgin. She fulfilled. A virgin brought forth the child.
Yeah.
Then she had children.
Yes, yeah. She did.
The Catholic Church said, no, she didn't.
No.
Yes, she did. Jesus had brothers and sisters.
Yes, she did.
The scripture tells us that Joseph didn't know her, like you all know, folk, until Jesus was born.
That's right.
Then he knew her
yeah.
and brought forth children. The Catholic Church throw that out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. That's right.
But Mary said, can't throw it out.
Mm-hmm.
Mary will wake up and condemn you. She said, what do you sound like a fool? I had other children.
Yeah.
The first one I had was of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
The second and third or fourth, whoever, how many, they were Joseph's children.
Yeah.
Who's going to fulfill the things that were said concerning you?
God. Yes,
God.
I'm going to need Peter when he finished. Well, come on.
Peter?
Not right now. Let me lay the foundation.
Yes. Then he opened their understanding that
I'm going to fulfill everything that was spoken of me in the law of Moses, in the song,
yes,
in the prophets
concerning me,
everything they said about me, Liz, I'm going to fulfill it.
Then he opened their understanding.
He opened their understanding
that
for
they
them
might
to understand
the scriptures.
And what then came to their mind, you think?
And he said unto them, thus it is written, thus it behooves Christ to suffer.
It was written what's going to happen to me. Mm-hmm. It was written that Omega and the rest of them would do what they did to take the church by force. It was written. So who's going to fulfill the end of the thing? God is.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
He didn't do something out of the blue. He did something that was already written. When Bishop Johnson opened his mouth and said, a fool is going to get my labor, all that I labor to do to build this church. And when the Ku Klux Klan said they were going to hang me on a tree in Columbia, South Carolina, I told them when I was coming, the time I was going to arrive, and the building I was going to build, and I gave them the address on the broadcast on Reed Street in Columbia, South Carolina. He went, got the building, and told them, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Did they hang him?
No.
But Kenneth didn't care about the history of how we got that building. He sold it to Geno Jennings. Put the people in a shopping mall where we had a temple.
Yes.
But it was prophesied.
Yes.
That he would do this. So who's going to fulfill the writings of and the speaking of the man of God? Who's going to be a witness? And my God, when you look at it, say, my God, look where the Lord has brought us from. All they are trying to do is overturn what God did. God told you one day, hallelujah, in Judah, I was going to do it, and then he did it the last day in July. But he did it, and they're still trying to overturn it. The court said the other day, everything of this corporation has been turned over.
Yes.
Hey. Turned over.
Yes.
To the plaintiff.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
Everything has been turned over to me.
Yes.
But I have to obey magistrates because I don't want to be found in violation of God. The Lord has to make a way.
Yes.
He will. I know he will.
Yes.
Because he's spoken.
Yes.
Therefore, he must fulfill it.
Yes.
And I'll stand by the wayside.
Yes.
And walk, watch him do it.
Yes.
And you're going to stand with me.
Yes.
I know you will.
Yes.
And I think about the way that God has done the thing.
Yes.
And what he's telling you today out of my mouth.
Yes. Huh? Glory.
Mountains fall.
Hallelujah.
Out of my mouth, the deep, the rivers, everything that you see, whether it's visible or invisible, came out of my mouth. And here you're using what God is to communicate with others.
Amen.
You're using God to communicate with others.
That's right.
And every word that come out of your mouth,
Lord.
The Lord said, I'm going to judge it.
Yes.
And what have you said? I believe God.
Yes, sir.
These things, they must be fulfilled.
Yes.
So when Peter, writing in 1 Peter, is it the first chapter? I just want to show you all the things that you have heard. When you say the Lord said, I'm coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Do you think he's coming back?
Amen.
Do you think he's going to find faith there on the earth? He had to, because Liz said, look, I'm going to be here. And he come on earth, I'm going to have faith in it.
Yes.
I'm scared. But I'm going to have some faith.
Yes.
Everybody who has faith is frightened.
Yes, sir.
Because when their eyes see something, they say, oh my God, I've never seen that before. So some emotion is involved with that.
Yes.
But when you say, oh Lord, he comes in comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Say, it's just me.
Yes,
Lord. It's just me.
Yes, Lord.
So when you start now believing on him as the scripture says, out of your belly now, it's got to come something. Yes. He said, elect, according to the foreknowledge
of God.
You hear it already. The foreknowledge before you knew God, he existed. Through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience of the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace be unto you, and peace
be multiplied.
To you be multiplied.
Blessed be the God.
Blessed be the God and
Father of our Lord Jesus
Christ.
Which according to his abundance mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
How did he begot you? How did he get you? How did he get you?
Into the cross.
He begot you by his work.
Yes, went to the cross. Yes, Lord.
And when that work was done on the cross, that body that I'm trying to show you the world that now you're a part of, he begot you by the work of the cross.
Yes.
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you.
He's trying to move. Then Brother Daisy, take your time. He's trying to rush me. But did you hear? I need you to back up and take it apart. The sanctification of the water and the blood coming out of him cleansed you.
Yes.
It got you now prepared to take on his death. When you went in the water, you got buried. But you didn't stay there. You came up. In the newness, you're going to another world. You get ready to be made new, and those old things are going to be done away with.
Yes, Lord.
Now God had recognized Sharon just woke up. Her new name might be Martha. Let's just say it's Martha. Martha got up. Sharon died.
Yes.
And then Sharon walks up and said, Jesus, in her new kingdom. She's searching. In the cool of the day, Jesus. Jesus and the Lord said, oh, I'm so glad. I'll visit you in a minute. And then all of a sudden while she's walking, she comes to church. She'd been going to church for years. But she comes into the little church in Darby. And she sits down. Jesus, in her mind, heart. The next day, you know, the church heard her.
Speaking
in tongues.
Yes.
She didn't do that at Rafa's.
Mm-hmm.
Rafa's place was absent and void of this.
Yes, amen.
But when she came in our company the first time, it didn't take much. There she was.
Yes.
Now, in this new place that she's been sanctified to be there, her mind, her conversations now are in heaven. Heaven has something on reserve. Then the trials of your life, your life to have as many trials until you say, Lord, I want to live a holy and sanctified life. Then that world clashed with this.
Yes.
And that one said, don't throw me away. And you say, oh, but you're so hard. And all my friends are in that world. And he said, but if you're a friend to them, you can't be a friend to me. Say, but wait a minute, Lord. But I love that old man. But the Lord said, he ain't yours. But he's mine for the moment. Can I just hold him for the moment? And then the man turned on him. He said, get out of my house. I'm going to take it from you. I bought this house. I don't care if you bought it. You were crazy enough to put my name on it. And she said, oh, Jesus, what am I going to do? Jesus said, you talking to me? I did all that. But you want to talk to me? I need you now. You needed me before.
Yes.
Yeah, but I wasn't listening. But I'm listening now. Forgive me. And he has to forget it all.
Yes.
At that request.
Yes.
He has to forget it all. He said, all right, I'll deliver you.
Yes.
then here comes deliverance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you say, Lord, friends, mm-hmm. I got to let you go because I've seen the power of God.
Yes.
They say, but you're going to dress different. I got to because I got to dress as becoming holy because I'm coming from another place.
Right.
I got to look different. I can't look like you.
Yes.
I got to look like where I'm going.
Yes.
So all of these changes, I'm trying to get you to understand, these worlds collide.
Yes.
They were never few.
Yes.
They were collide.
Yes.
So when you finish and the Lord said, you woke up sanctified.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And amen. When you die there,
yes, Lord.
You will live here ever.
Ever. Yes, Lord.
That's on reserve.
Yes, yes, Lord.
And you've got to make it because you're already corresponding with it,
yes.
using God Himself,
that's
His
right.
word. Help me.
Yes.
Save me.
Yes.
Deliver me.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, you know what to do. You know what my beginning is. You know what my ending is.
Yes.
You know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Right.
Give me strength to
yes.
get through it.
Yes.
Yes, come on.
Yes. Being born again, not of corruptible seed.
Hold on. Born
again.
Born
again.
So I had one birth.
Yes.
That soul, that breath made me a living soul.
Yes.
This thing born again
mm-hmm.
has given me everlasting life. You hear it?
Yes.
Okay, they're born again, not of corruptible this.
Not of a corruptible seed.
But I've been born again of a spirit.
Yes, Lord.
1 Peter 1:23.
Yes.
Yes. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God.
How did you get it?
By the word of God.
How did Liz get it?
By the word of God.
It was preached.
Yes.
She said, I don't understand that.
Yes.
But I kept preaching it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, may I see that? Get the book, open it. She reads it. She said, I want to go home and read that and study that. But it was the word of God that planted the seed.
Yes.
And it got watered.
Yes.
And she accepted the new planting
yes.
in her earth.
Yes.
She didn't kick it up and say, oh, I don't want this. Unrooted it,
yes.
threw it out. She said, let's keep this for a little, though I'm scared. These are a lot of crazy people. But we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Man.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's see what the Lord's going to do with this.
Yes.
And of her treasures. What was in her heart to give me her treasure? I had to take it and build something with it. What did I do? I take it and I have it all out for you. What was given to me, I give to you. It don't do anything for up there. Not of a corruptible seed.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God.
The word of God does.
Which liveth and abideth forever.
When will the word of God die? This is why he could be on the cross and say, Eloi, Eloi. My God, my God. You have never forsaken me before. Yeah, you never had on a body before.
Yes.
And I have to forsake that body so it will die.
Yes.
And the word of God will live on. Because the word said, give me 3 days and I'll bring it up again.
Yes.
What do you think he's going to do with you?
Yes.
Your mouth spoke it. Who you think is going to do it? It is my desire that them that know the worth of prayer, pray for yourself. I thought I was going to say pray for me. I don't need to pray for me. Pray for yourself. That if you have aided somebody to build something that is against God, find the mercy of God to forgive you. But then build up yourself in your most holy faith. That is the best treasure.
Mm-hmm.
That anyone could have, and the best currency
mm-hmm.
that you have with God is your faith.
Yes.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.